This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are live at Borgata. Another phenomenal turnout. My God. If we had done this before, right?
Right.
They probably would have shut us down years ago because I don't think they expect crowds to come out for radio.
The last 2 weeks have been awesome.
It's been fantastic. I'm looking to see if Mike Lombardi is there. We need him. He is the Gridiron Genius. He also does the GM Shuffle podcast. I don't see him up there. I'm not sure what's going on with Mike. There may be a problem with the thing. Rhea, do you have any idea what's going on back there with our guest, Mike Lombardi?
Trying to reach him.
Can't get through. All right. I'm just going to go to the callers for a minute then, and we'll come back as soon as we hook up with Mike. Kim is up from South Philly. Let's go to Kim next. Hi, Kim.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
How you feeling right now, Kim?
Look, I'm trying not to talk loud because it's early in the morning, but it is football Friday.
There you go.
Are people sleeping in your house, Kim?
Yeah.
All right, so
same room?
I won't ask you to do an Eagle cheer that. All right? I won't ask that. What are you feeling right now about this game on Sunday?
I've been wearing green all week.
Yeah.
2017 all over again. My baby was 5 years old when she said that the Eagles was going to beat the Patriots. Now that child is 10.
That's awesome. I love it, Kim. And she's still into it, right? Probably even more so now.
In the Eagles fan club. She wearing her Zach Ertz jersey to school today.
Wow.
She got her Eagle hat laid out. Third generation fan.
Well, see, Kim, that's how Eagle fan base grows, because we hand it down from generation to generation. You want to take a shot at winners or weasels?
I'm going to take a shot at weasels.
Who you got?
My weasel of the week is the Associated Press, because they, like a lot of people across this country, have grossly misrepresented the accomplishments of the Eagles.
Wow. Three huge snubs in there.
Yeah.
For finalists.
Associated Press, Weasel of the Week.
Nah, because
it's good all one, though. Good one,
50
Kimmy.
50 different people.
All right, on the line with us right now, ladies and gentlemen, is our football authority, the great Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, Mike, the excitement at Borgata this morning. Is this the right matchup, Mike, when all was said and done? Do we have the best two teams in the NFC?
I think we really do. I think we have the four best teams in the NFL. Angelo, this is the first time since 1997, when Kyle Shanahan was 18 years old, that they have a game where the betting line in both games is under 3.
Yeah.
Since 97. So that tells you a little bit about how the power rankings by the books, by people that study the game, see these as the four best teams. I know Buffalo was the 2 seed, but Buffalo was running out of gas at the end of the year.
Yeah. I could see it. I actually walked across to the sports book. The line on the other game keeps switching because of the health of Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, right now the ankle sprain.
The Chiefs are back to be 1-point favorites right now. The Eagles are favored by 2.5. Mike, let's break this down a little bit because it's such a big game. Eagles offensive line against Niners defensive line. Who wins that battle?
Well, I think certainly it's an even battle. Both teams have really good strengths in both their lines. I think that's ultimately where the reason they're at this game. I think a lot of how this strength is going to play out is going to be determined by how the game starts. So, for example, if the Eagles play from in front, it'll neutralize the defensive front of the 49ers. If the 49ers play from in front, it'll neutralize the effect of the Eagles' defensive line. So a lot of it is cause and effect. It's not just matchup versus matchup. I think it's an even matchup, and certainly the 49ers, with their rotational talent, to be able to bring players off the bench and keep them fresh is really good. They need Lane Johnson to stay healthy through the game. I think that's going to be a challenge. But I think more than anything, I think they have to play fast. They've got to win the first quarter and play from in front.
All right, Mike, John Johnson said just a few minutes ago, even if you win the toss, take the ball first. Doesn't that make sense based on what you just said?
I think it's really important. I mean, I think it's really important because here's where everybody wants Purdy to play in the game. Everybody says Purdy's going to stumble, right? Everybody says he's a rookie, he's going to stumble. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, certainly he's played really well. But the reason he's not stumbled is because they've never played from behind. He's never had to participate in a drop-back pass game.
Yep.
And so because of that, he's been able to continue with this play action, and it keeps their offensive line, which isn't an elite line when it's a drop-back pass game. It's an elite line when they're in a run action game. And so when he can play from in front, he never has to face a drop-back pass game. He's never really, as I say, participated in the game. He's played in it, but he has not had to make a lot of tough throws. I think that's why the lead is really important. And look, the Eagles have outscored their opponents. You know, in the second and the third quarter, they've outscored their opponents 209 to 147. That's where they win the game.
All right, but you would just take me to the next thing. I'm going in the trenches the other way with the Eagles' defensive line against the Niners' offensive line. You're telling me the Niners are fine if they're running it. They're more vulnerable if he has to keep dropping back. That's what you're saying. There is a chance there for the Eagles' pass rush to get to Purdy.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. I think when you watch this, you know, they're not a great pass protection drop-back pass team. Now, what they do is everything is off of run action, whether they run boots, whether they fake the handoff and he drops back and throws to this guy or that guy. And when they run that scheme, you know, they can be effective. Now, last week against Dallas, Dallas's front really controlled the game for most of the game. I mean, they held them to 19 points. But Dallas's speed gave them problems, their movement. And Dallas did a really nice job of changing their fronts and creating havoc and making them not get comfortable in where they were going to block and change what they did, where they lined Parsons up, how they moved people around, because they didn't want Kyle Shanahan's game plan to just follow through. We prepared for this. This is what they're doing. No, they're not doing that. So I think they did a great job in that area.
Hey, Mike, Al Morganti simplified this by simply saying, a huge game, the better quarterback's got the best chance to win, and the Eagles have the better quarterback. Is it that simple?
It's cause and effect, right? The best quarterback, if the Eagles have to go to a drop-back pass game and they have to throw without their play action, that becomes a problem for them as well. This game, to me, is all about who gets the lead. Who's in control of the game in the first quarter? Who plays from in front? And I think certainly Hurts is great. Hurts is better than Purdy. There's no doubt. He makes more things happen with his feet. But I think this is a game about, like all championship games, championship fights, they're all about style, how you play the game. We hear it in basketball all the time. The basketball coaches always talk about if this game's at a certain point, you know, we can win it. If it gets to this point, we can't. This game's about style. These are two heavyweight boxers going to go at it, both strong in a lot of areas. And I think it's going to be the team that starts fast is going to be the team that wins.
All right. Now, we talked a whole lot this whole week, as had the players, about the atmosphere at the Link. How much of an advantage do you think that will be for the Eagles on Sunday?
You know, I think it's really kind of – it's certainly the crowd noise. Teams have been able to offset that. You know, you measure it by how many false starts the other team gets, right? Yep. How many five-yard penalties. I think that's – early in the game, it's going to be. I mean, one of the reasons you defer in these kind of games is because everybody's in their seats to start the game. The reason you defer is so you can win the middle eight, so you can get the ball at the end of the first half and then get the ball to start the second half when everybody's in the bathroom or buying a beer and nobody's in their seats and it's quiet in the stadium. That's the reason for deferring. So I think the 49ers will be able to play through this. Remember, Bill Walsh had a winning record, a better record on the road than he did at home. I think we're more advanced in terms of playing road with the silent count. I think the atmosphere will be wonderful. I think players will embrace it. I think it'll motivate them. But I think at the end of the day, the best team's going to win. It's not where you play. That 97 that I'm talking about, the two road teams won.
All right, Mike. This is big. I need two predictions. I need you to tell me who's going to win the Eagles-Niners game and who will that winner face in the Super Bowl.
You know, I like the Eagles to win 27-17 in this one,
yes.
And I think the
yes.
Chiefs are going to win 31-24. I think this is about the two. I think the two best teams. I'm not buying Mahomes' injury. Remember, Andy said he got hurt in 19 against Jacksonville. The next week against the Raiders, he threw for 443, and he had four touchdown passes. I mean, I think the guy's going to play well. I think the one thing you have to do, Angelo, is you have to in this Chief-Bengal game. Last year in the conference championship game, I think Mahomes got hurt in the fourth quarter. I'm not saying he got a concussion. He didn't tell anybody, but from the moment he got hit at the beginning of the fourth quarter on a 3rd-and-3 play, from that moment forward, he was 5 of 9 for 38 yards, threw an interception, got sacked 3 times, couldn't get the ball in the end zone, 1st-and-goal at the 5. I think that game's a little bit distorted in terms of the Bengals' dominance. I think the Chiefs play well tomorrow.
Do you know what you're saying, Mike? You're saying
Andy Reid Super Bowl. Andy Reid,
my
yeah.
last
I know
game.
Exactly what I'm not
ever.
Angelo, I grew up here. I know what I'm talking about. I know
oh
that.
Oh my God! It would be Eagles Reid
so
in the. Oh
it
my
keeps you
God!
Around for 2 more weeks to talk about it.
Oh,
I mean, God,
Mike, from your lips to God's ears, please, Mike. Thank you as always. I'm sure this is not the last time we'll talk, but thank you for all the great years you have given us. A lot of great information, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks so much. You're so kind. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Mike Lombardi. How great would that be?
Andy Reid.
And then Andy Reid for 2 weeks of garbage. 2 weeks of saying nothing and making dumb comments. It would be so. And you know what we learned from that, Rhea?
What?
The toss is going to be huge.
Yes. Thank you.
We need the Eagles will not take the ball if they win the toss.
Al and I were yelling at each other before the show because I want San Fran to win because they will defer.
Yes.
You're playing at home against a rookie quarterback.
Yes.
I want the ball first.
Give us the ball. Get the juice flowing from the opening kickoff. Oh, please. Let's go to Tokyo. Marissa's on the line. Hi, Marissa.
Ohio, greetings from your international correspondent. Hello, everybody.
Yes, I have now officially named her. It's only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
My international correspondent, because she knows what's going on around the world. Yeah. Right, Marissa?
Yes, sir.
Who is the world pulling for on Sunday here, Marissa?
Angelo, we are all pulling for the Philadelphia Eagles. Because I keep forgetting to mention to you, Angelo, here in Japan, we actually do have a Japanese baseball team. They are called the Eagles. And every time I wear my Eagles jersey, everyone gets all excited. They're like, oh, you love Japanese baseball. I'm like, no, this is American football. And last season, in their baseball season, they actually wore jerseys that looked very Eagles green, Angelo.
Wow. Oh, they must be tapping into our enthusiasm. But you're going to be watching this game 5 a.m. Monday, is that right?
That is correct. And I am so ready for karma to bite Purdy in the butt. How dare he call himself Rocky? Rocky belongs to Philly. And you know what? You want to be in a movie, Purdy? I got a movie for you. Party Woman.
Oh, you're on fire, Marissa.
Can I sing my Purdy song, Angelo?
Oh, yeah. You got a Purdy song?
Yep, I got a Purdy song. This is a shout-out to all my Twitter peeps who helped me come up with this little bitty. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Purdy Woman, coming to Philly. Purdy Woman. Beachy's gonna make you scream, Purdy Woman. You'll be scared while on the field because our bird defense won't yield. Cram. 49ers don't even try. 49ers get ready to cry. 49ers don't criticize, Jay. Okay, fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, do that thing again, Marissa.
Cram.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I got chills. Marissa, I love you. Bring home a win. We need this one.
Go Birds!
Marissa from Tokyo, Al, does a Pretty Woman song.
It's the international correspondent.
215-592-9494. Big moment coming up. Eagle Shirley's checking in. We got a lot more to deal with today, though, Al. I want you to hear the fun feud that has broken out between Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham. Underneath the fun, though, there is a message there. Shut up. WIP Sports Time, 7:15.
Let me tell you about the exciting things going on at Lexus of Cherry Hill this year. The L-certified winter collection sales event going on now at Lexus of Cherry Hill. New year, new ride. Receive special finance rates on L-certified Lexus models now through February 28th. They have over 200 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Lexus of Cherry Hill has proudly served the Delaware Valley since 1989. They are family-owned and operated. On top of all that, they are veteran-owned. And my friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill are now a five-time J.D. Power dealer.
All right, welcome back at 7:22 on a football Friday. Now, one of my favorite new sayings, and by new I mean brand new.
All right.
But I have enjoyed it, and I try to work it in a lot.
All right.
Is it says, don't have your mouth write a check your ass can't cash. Right?
Yeah,
isn't that a great thing?
Yeah, it's G. Cobb used to say that back in the,
Wait, so it's not new.
A long
it's about
40 years old, but that's fine.
It's 40 years old?
Let's just play with this here. Go ahead.
It's new.
I literally heard it the first time. Like,
Elvis died.
Anyway, whenever it was said. So it sounds to me like, Al, at the coin toss for the Giants game, that Brandon Graham was writing a check he wanted Jason Kelce to cash, and Jason wasn't thrilled. So they were all mic'd up. This is actually on the Eagles' website. All right, so first we'll have Graham at the coin toss directing his comments toward 350-pound defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence.
There they go. We run it right at you, 9-7. We right at you. And you love to run this way. We run it right at you, 9-7. You look like you tired from this week.
All right. So
he's
understand.
The best.
He's awesome.
He doesn't have to block. He doesn't have to block Dexter Lawrence. That's Kelce's job.
Yeah.
So now Kelce's back on the sideline. And he's talking to Fletcher Cox, and he's not thrilled at what Brandon Graham said to Lawrence.
Tell DGs, stop dancing on the ground plane, all right?
He's telling him to shut up. And then all this comes up yesterday at the news conference, and Kelce explains that he didn't really want Graham to fire up the opponent.
Yes. Curious your relationship with Brandon Graham. Is this video of you guys taking the field? He's chirping at Dexter Lawrence. Like,
yeah, I wasn't happy about that. I told him right after, hey, man, you talk to the tackle, okay? I'll handle this guy. I don't need him more revved up than he already is.
That's great.
What Kelce said in, it might have been in Marcus's piece. He goes, I can be the principal or the class clown.
Yeah.
So he was being the principal.
But Rhea, didn't you get a sense of that some of that was real?
Oh, I believe. Listen, it was all. Fletcher went off on Brandon like a year ago. Brandon kept running his mouth, and Fletcher had to finally tell him to shut up.
Right.
That's how he motivates himself, though.
Rhea, what was going on there was that Graham was writing a check that Kelce's ass needed to,
yes.
to. Yeah, that didn't work. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. That's not right. All right, big moment here, people. It's the biggest game in 5 years, and our big game caller is on the line, Eagles Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Good morning, my family and friends. Hey, the Borgata family, what's going on there?
The Borgata people, she wants to say hi. Return fire here. What do you got?
Hey, support it, Borgata.
These people, Shirley, some people were here 5 in the morning.
That's right, baby. Listen, ain't no sleeping this weekend. Listen, do what you got to do. Handle your business. Love your loved ones. But when Sunday time comes, 3 p.m., y'all know what to do. Listen, I'm so excited now. all that being calm for the rest of the, for the week. Oh my God, it was torture. But I had to preserve my energy. And I heard what Rube said yesterday, like, truly, yes, I can't be like this all the time. I'm excited for the game. This is the weekend for the Eagles to handle their business, to handle the business for us here, Angelo. In 2018, I was home. My Uncle Jerry, God bless his soul, he was alive, former police officer with the city of Philadelphia. And we was all here. We was all here at my home watching the Philadelphia Eagles take down the Minnesota Vikings. And it's going to be the same thing, different crowd, but it's going to be the same outcome. A victory, baby. A victory.
All right. Now, Shirley, you have, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have an idiot cousin, right?
Not idiot.
This is a Niners fan. Is this person in town?
He'll be tomorrow morning. I'll pick him up from the airport.
All right. Oh. And I just wanted to know, like, what will it be like, you being the biggest Eagle fan I know, and this jackass coming into town rooting for the Niners? Is that going to have some distress in your house?
Man, listen. He already know he coming into Eagle territory. Once he get on that plane, they get to the Philadelphia airport. He already know, baby. Once he step off the ground, that's Philadelphia Eagles all day long. So. Right. No, my cousin, he real nice. He's a lawyer, so he's real calm, laid back. He smile a lot and all that stuff. At the end of the day, he ain't going to be paying us no mind because he's going to be quiet. He's going to be quiet the whole time.
I love it. All right, can I run something else by you? Shirley, I haven't had a chance to play this for you yet. Deebo Samuel compared our city with San Francisco. And, and here's what he said.
We know it's going to be loud, you know, but no stadium is as loud as ours. But at the end of the day,
right,
you know.
No stadium is loud as ours at San Francisco. Shirley, is that true?
That's not true, baby. This is a championship, okay, for us to go to the Super Bowl. And Deebo, y'all are in our way. Purdy, y'all are in our way. McCaffrey, y'all are in our way. Y'all got to move out the way. We got to move y'all out the way. You heard what Brandon said. You heard what Chelsea said. Fletcher Cox. You heard what them all, what they all said. My boy was not Bradbury, number 7. Lord, I'm so excited.
Hassan Reddick.
I cannot stop thinking about. I told my son, I know what our offense is going to do. Hurts going to tear it up. They're going to tear it up. The wide receiver. But my focus been on defense. I've been watching the wildlife. You know, Discovery Channel with the animals, and you know how they pray and they sit and they wait and they just waiting and you got the saliva coming out. They got the saliva coming out. I see my defense waiting for Purdy and just waiting to get on that field. Just that's why we need that ball. We need to get the defense need to be on the field. San Fran need that ball first so our defense can let all that frustration out on them and tear that man up, pull him on his butt early.
All right, sure. Hold on for a second. In an effort to get ready for the game, you have been watching wildlife?
Yeah,
is that what
animals.
I heard? And they're salivating. Are you seeing the foam in their mouth? That's inspiring you?
They see the prey. They see they prey, and they about to peck. And I said, that's what I am going to do, baby. They're going to come from the side. They're going to come from the left. They're going to come. He ain't going to. He is not going to see them come. I'm telling you, Angela. I'm so excited.
I love it. I love it. So,
thank you. That's it.
There it is. Joe found it. Ah! Shirley, I need a big one.
Everybody, I don't care where y'all going to be at on Sunday, just make sure the city is rocking for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Give me
Let's
one.
Let's go, baby. E-G-L-E-S. I love y'all. God bless.
That's the great Eagles, Shirley. That was spectacular. On the line with us, Al, is esteemed former councilman. And I will soon be, when he runs again, I will be his campaign.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have some time on my hands. I'll get into city politics. The great Al Taubenberg is here. Hi, Al.
Angelo, I look forward to working with you. It'll be a lot of fun. But
no, we're taking over this city, Taubenberg. You know it.
Absolutely.
No guns. No, I'm sorry. I'm not getting political here. Al, what are you feeling about the game Sunday?
I am very, very, very confident. I believe we're going to be in there about 28-18. I don't think it's going to be close when it's all said and done.
Wow. Why do you think that? Because, Our quarterback versus them, Al? Is that what you're thinking?
Absolutely. I think we got a great quarterback. He is just going to his greatness. I mean, we are going to hear from him for years. And let me also say this. I may have said it already to you, I truly believe this is the best Eagles team to ever take the field, bar none.
Wow. And I don't want to call you old, but you've been around a while, Al, and you're saying this is the best team, better than the championship team 5 years ago.
That is correct. I just think they're more solid. They got more. They have depth. There's no question about it. They're winning this. Coaching is great. Quarterback is great. I mean, this quarterback, when it's all said and done, he may be the best Eagles quarterback when he finally retires. I mean, he is just fantastic.
I love it. Al Tauberger, once again, you're proving your great leadership skills. Thank you, sir, for people are applauding here. They want you to run in Atlantic City, Al.
has better beaches in Atlantic City.
Al, be well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
That's Al Tauberger, Al. Let me go. I got Mark from my Laurel. Is this my guy? Hi, Mark.
Hey, Ange.
Mark from my Laurel. Everyone's coming back for this one. What are you thinking?
Ange. Mea culpa with the New York Giants. I was ridiculous to even worry about that. You know what? Yep. After the bye, they showed all. They're back. And that the fan base has never been more needed than now.
Now, Al, Mark, you have gone to many, many big sports events over the past 30 years of this city. Will you be there on Sunday?
I'll be there.
You will? All right. Now, where are you seated, and are you going to – you're a big guy. You could get a lot of fans fired up. Are you going to be in a spot to get those – this has to be the biggest, most electric crowd we ever had in this town, Mark. You were there for the Phillies. You know what it was like.
Yeah, and it really has a lot to do with the quarterback. He's probably never going to see anything like this in regards to a fan base before.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for you, Angelo. I want to see you go at it after 32 years. You're deserving of that second Super Bowl, my friend.
And I'm going to tell you something.
I mean that.
Mark, I was happy. The whole concept of that was great. And then Mike Lombardi comes out and he goes, no, I think you're going to face the evil Andy Reid.
I don't think he said evil.
Oh, no, but I was thinking that. Mark, would that be – and then the Eagles beat Reid? Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to tell you something now. If that happens, I may just go directly to heaven.
What are you saying?
No, well, you know I'm going there. All the people I've helped all over the years. Come on.
Yeah,
it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Mark, this is great. Get out there, Mark. You got to lead us on Sunday. Yeah. We need you there, pal.
And I'll be there. And listen, pal, I love you.
Same here, bud. Mark from Mount Laurel, ladies and gentlemen. Gary's up next. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Angelo.
How are you, Gary?
Oh, I'm just anticipation, Angelo. I just can't wait. Purdy and the boys coming in here. Give me a break. It's going to be fly, Eagles, fly on the road to the Super Bowl. Cry, Niners, cry. On your way to the toilet bowl.
Hey, Gary, has anyone ever told you you could sing?
No, and I can't. That's right.
That's correct. I just wanted to confirm that. You can.
No, but it was back. It was. It's anticipation.
The excitement. Gary, do you have a winner that is better than Howie Roseman or a Weasel better than Chris Sims?
I'm going to go. It's going to be tough, but I'm going to go Weasel. I'm going to go with that four-letter network. And Michael Wilbon.
Oh, but that was a good one. Now, that was my Al. I did consider him, but then I think he's senile, right? Joe, do we have the Wilbon thing? Because you guys did a great job with that on Wednesday, Johnson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's Wilbon.
Very agitated.
Al, I looked it up. He's only 64.
All right.
Kornheiser's 74.
Okay.
And they've been doing the show for like 20-some years.
It's a good show.
It is a good show. But Wilbon is dumb, and here is an example of that.
Wilbon, do you see the Eagles having a significant advantage at quarterback?
No. No. The other guy, the rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, he's undefeated. He hadn't lost a game. So nobody has an advantage over him. And it's not 2-0. I think it's 7-0. No, no, I don't.
Al?
He doesn't know
Weasel
his name.
Of the week, Michael Wilbon or Chris Sims? They both said dumb stuff.
No, Sims is more of a weasel because he wouldn't backtrack on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, okay.
And this guy's just, it's a dumb take.
It's a dumb take, and it is
I mean, it's
common.
Ridiculous. So let's say he had been going against Brady in this game. Would he still say that the rookie...
No,
it's ridiculous.
Wilbon does not like Philadelphia.
No, he's always ripping them.
I have been at WIP pretty much the whole time. It's been a sports station.
Right.
Somebody told me that Wilbon, that his grudge against Philadelphia comes from WIP.
I believe it does, yes.
What? It was
really?
Missinelli
yes.
and Eskin.
Yes.
Rhea, you know this. What happened?
Yeah, I think he was on with Missinelli.
Yeah.
I mean, I can text Mike and ask him.
Yeah.
I believe he was on with them. And it didn't go well, which is not shocking to me at all. But I believe it definitely had something to do with either an appearance on here, something like that. I'll text Mike and ask him.
And that's... it has soiled his view of Philadelphia sports for a generation.
Soiled.
Now, I'll say this. I like a grudge. And
oh,
I like
do?
When you
yes.
can hold one for a generation. That's a good grudge. 215-592-9494. When we come back, Al, I'm going to pinpoint the player on the Eagles who will win this game for them. And I can see it coming before it happens, Al. This is where you make what you call a prop bet.
All right.
Because this guy's going to have a monster game. That's next. WIP Sports Time. 7:37.
Winter Blues got you down. Colonial Marble and Granite has just the thing to pick you up. The lowest price sale of the season. Get a fully installed countertop for just $14.99. Up to 40 square feet, 25% off select stone countertops in granite, marble, and quartz. $69.99, all in kitchen. That includes cabinetry and countertops. Also, save on premium sink and faucet packages available on American Standard and Grow products. Need financing? They're offering zero money down and 0% financing for up to 18 months on purchases of $19.99 or more. They completely transform my kitchen. Absolutely love it. Colonial Marble and Granite. They do amazing work. The whole process is a blast. I went to their King of Prussia location. I worked with one of their incredible professionals who helped me select the perfect materials. So stop by an area Colonial Marble Granite showroom and a professional will guide you through your project from selection to installation. Or give them a call. Set up a free in-home consultation.
Football Friday, Borgata in Atlantic City coming up, Al. The next hour, we'll be talking to the mayor of this fine
right.
city. He is an extraordinary man and a huge Eagles fan.
He's got his Eagles gear on.
He is tremendous. Marty Small Sr. is with us, and we'll be talking to him in a little while. We've got Dick Vermeil coming up in about 15 minutes, Al. And I have decided to take my own advice. You've been hearing me lately. I've been doing a lot of this, Al. Handing down your love of the Eagles from generation to generation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tonight, in a very rare and possibly final public appearance, I'll be with my friend Ava Graham at the pep rally at Chickie and Pete's in South Philly, 6 to 8 p.m.
Nice.
And I am bringing my tiny little grandchildren.
Are they don't?
Yesterday, they are 3.5, 2, and 9 months. All right? And I told my wife, this is a day, this is an event. Ava's going to be there leading the cheers.
Yep.
Where we are going to introduce them to love for the Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told my wife to go out and purchase Eagle gear for all three of the toddlers.
All right.
And I believe she paid retail.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Chestnut Hill, that's not cheap.
No.
She paid retail out.
Oh, my God.
I She's did not
hero.
Get so, any free stuff.
All right. You'll be all right.
Like for the 9 month old, maybe like booties or something, you know? They will all be there tonight with Ava and me.
Right. That's
and
great.
Special appearance
by
producer Joe Wechter.
For the food.
Leading the cheers. I don't even think he wants
party.
To eat. I don't even think he's there to eat.
Right.
Now, I doubt it. Anyway, Ava, we'll be there tonight, and
yeah,
Ava will be leading
Eagles pep rally. It's going to be a great time. You can win tickets, another merchandise. I got some hats, some gift cards, and, of course, tickets for Sunday's big game.
Ooh.
And Jeremiah Trotter will be there.
Yes, he would. And Hugh Douglas.
And you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. Get close to you and sniff that. He's
you
got cologne.
What are you doing?
No, cologne is next level.
Who? Yeah. Hugh Douglas is in great shape. I want to get that close to him to sniff him.
You have not sniffed him? You don't really have to if you're in the same.
The man wears cologne. Why? What's the problem here? He wants to smell good.
No, he does too. In fact, I'm in Atlantic City right now, and I get a little sniff. It's coming right down the coast. Anyway, Ava Graham,
yes.
Question of the day.
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Looking to buy at least a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Who will win Sunday's NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field? 92%
wow.
Eagles.
Seriously?
Wow. Yeah.
That is way high. Oh, my God. That is high. I know. I did a little research yesterday because I'm trying to determine, you know, try to provide some info. And I think I know who the star will be.
All right.
On offense, it will be A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why. Somebody had mentioned that the Niners did not have a good game defensively against Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. No, they
and
did
they
not.
Were using yeah. their scrub quarterback, Jason Stidham.
They did have Devontae Adams. Yeah.
Right. Jason Stidham against this defense, 23 for 34, 345 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right? Furthermore, Devontae Adams, their best guy, our guy is A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. I'd say they're on the same level. Mm-hmm. All right, Al? 7 catches, 153, 2 TDs. They are not as strong covering the top receiver.
Yep.
They're great with pass rush. They're great with run defense.
They did have a combined, like the three running had a combined over 100 yards. So
yes.
Rhea,
this is their area of vulnerability on defense. And I think A.J. Brown, here's the other reason. He's been pouted.
Yeah.
He pouted at the end of the game, and people thought he was injured. He might have a little something. They all do it this time of the year. But he was mad he didn't get the ball more. Mm-hmm. You know what happens after that, Al?
He get the ball.
The next game, they get the ball more.
Yeah.
He will be the star.
Now,
when you see him making great plays on Sunday afternoon, remember who told you. This is A.J. Brown's big game.
Now, Ange, remember, I know you're a big proponent on running the ball.
Yep.
The weakness of San Francisco is their secondary.
No,
so
I'm
you
not
want
running
heavier
it.
Passing.
I'm not running it this week. You did not hear me promote the run this week.
No.
This is throw the ball to your best receivers and let them run. That's the plan this week. Let's go to Will in Virginia. Hi, Will.
What's up, Angelo? How you doing with the morning crew, man?
What are you feeling, Willie?
Hey, man, I'm feeling like this. If you cut the head off the snake, the body will follow. What I mean by that is, just like the Cowboys got the Purdy in San Francisco and rattled him, all we got to do is the same exact thing. If we can get to him and don't allow him to get the ball to his key players, Ayuk, Debo, and Kittle, game will be over.
Yep.
We just can't deviate from what we did against the Giants. If we don't deviate from that, we'll be fine, man. Get the ball to Goddard. Run the ball. You said, I heard you just say don't run the ball. We got to run the ball a little bit. We got to sprinkle it in there.
No, Will, you have a terrible game plan. Your game plan does not suit the opposition. They are great against the run, and their linebackers are phenomenal, all right? They can cover Goddard. You need to go a little beyond that to your receivers. They're not as strong there. You have not done the proper preparation for this phone call.
What's Angelo?
You got to change your game plan depending on who you play.
I understand that, but we have to run the ball. We have to run the ball. I understand you get the ball to AJ, but we have to still run.
Hey, you got
to
run the ball a little bit.
Once I have softened them up with my passes, then I'll run.
There you go.
But it's secondary this week. Will, give me a winner a weasel.
Winner, Weasel. Winner, I'm going to say our offensive defensive coordinator, for coaching a perfect game on both sides of the ball.
Well, no, that isn't going to win anything.
Well, right, you don't get you to really. Decide that.
All right, did it win anything?
No.
Thank you. Man, I'm trying to keep this moving. I got a lot of calls today. On the line, ladies and gentlemen, Andy the Troll. Hi, Andy.
Yo, Ange. Man, that last caller, he really brought it. Jeez, come on, Will.
No, he didn't have a good game plan. I had to call him out on it, Andy. I didn't want to.
Yo, Ange, we all love Eagle Shirley, one of the greatest Eagles fans, but she got to know you can't watch this game with a 49ers fan.
Yeah. That's
like,
a valid point.
That's bad juju.
No, in fact, seriously, it's only a cousin, Andy. I would
I wouldn't even pick him up at the airport.
No, I would not either. I agree. In fact, I don't think he should even be a member of the family.
You can never watch the game with the opposing fan.
Nope.
Never.
No. I'm
never.
With you, Andy. I'm with
you. Come on, Eagles. Surely you know better than that.
This boy is I called him an idiot cousin. He's stupid.
Yeah, but she should know, though. Like, come on. She should know.
I know.
At the very least, make him Uber and pay for it.
Yeah, do not
Forget
pick him
Uber.
Up.
Make him go watch the game somewhere else. Yes. Make him sit outside.
Yes. Have him watch. Give him a cardboard box.
Give him a window.
Have him sleep out back.
Give him a window seat.
Andy, you're right. You're 100% right, Andy.
I got a weasel for you guys, but Ange, I've been dying to ask you this question all week. It's been hard to get through.
Okay.
So I want you to be honest and objective as possible with your answer, okay?
Yep.
In your honest opinion, who do you feel got their asses kicked more last week? The Giants by the Eagles or you by Nick Sirianni on Monday? With those answers he was giving you about our defense, he probably had your head spinning.
All right. Now you're sounding stupid.
Uh-oh.
First of all, let me explain to you the stats. The stats were not provided by Andy. They were given to him by Nick. They were given to him by the PR staff.
All right.
He was just reading stats. And none of those stats addressed my point that Gannon is not doing the job I need him to do. I like an aggressive defense.
Whoa.
Let's see what happens Sunday. Andy, I've still got a couple of weeks to eat crow here.
He did do it on Saturday, Edge.
He did it on Saturday, but that's one game. I need more evidence.
They gave up 7 points in a playoff game. We're in the NFC Championship, and you still got that weak thing with the coordinators. The guys are doing great jobs, man. You got to hang that up. Once they win the Super Bowl, are you going to still be rolling out the coordinators being suspect?
You were a lot stronger on Shirley's cousin. That's all I'm saying, Andy. Andy, give me a weasel.
All right, here's this weasel. I couldn't stand him when you guys had him on the radio there. He stunk. And he's even worse now. How about that Craig Carden? He ranked the four remaining quarterbacks in the playoffs right now. You got Burrows, Mahomes, Purdy, and Jalen Hurts. He ranked Jalen Hurts last of those four guys.
All right, Al, before you judge on this,
right.
Craig Carden, also an FAN this week, said nice things about us.
Here's the thing. If you're going to get a guy being a weasel for criticizing Hurts, you can't do that and be worse than Sims. I mean, you just can't.
You're right. You almost can't even go there because Sims has been wrong from day one.
Yeah, and he's tripling down. Yeah.
He's tripling down and losing every time. When we return, Dick Vermeil, the mayor of Atlantic City, is here. He's going to talk about the impact that sports betting has had on this city.
Cool.
Because none of them knew it could be this big, but it is. I went down there to the BetMGM Sportsbook. That is a great place to watch these games. Great place. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time at 754.